Is that enough, do you think? Okay, good start. Tom, your organization is quite different in some ways from Baby Milk Action, and it's not a typical NGO, but tell us a little bit about your story, how you came to be involved in this thing.
Well, firstly, as I talk about various things, I am going to be bringing out some ideas which not all, but certainly some of you will feel maybe a bit too forward, you know, radical, a bit too shocking, a bit too dangerous even. I'm probably one of the few people who've ever addressed a business forum who will confess I'm an anarchist, and I mean that politically, not just some punk slogan. I'm probably one of the few people who will address such a business thing who's been stopped and questioned under the Prevention of Terrorism Act for his protesting activities, but I have. But the perspective I'm coming from, well, let me wind back. I was actually born in Africa. My father worked in various places around Africa, lived in various countries in Africa. For example, I've seen South Africa before they got rid of apartheid. Didn't live there, but we lived over the border in another country. I've worked for public bodies, I've worked for social services, I've worked for private companies, and I work now. I work, I pay taxes. For all intents and purposes, I'm a perfectly ordinary person. You know, on a Friday night, sometimes a bit knackered, can't be bothered to go out, maybe watch a film. I like music, I like reading, I like trashy sci-fi films. I'm a very ordinary, boring person from that respect. But I have another side to me which constantly irritates lots of people I'm friends with because I rant about it, and is that I cannot believe that the century we've arrived at now, the technology we've arrived at now, we aren't, should we say, living in a world that is socially just. Not even do I not believe we're living in a world that is socially just, I believe we're going the other way and fast. And I desperately would like to believe this lovely corporate vision that everything's going to be fine, just sit back, watch TV, buy stuff, tick your voting paper every 5 years. I would love to believe that because I'm someone who can do very well out of it. I'm computer literate, I'm white, middle class, you know, from a European developing nation. I've got all these things on my side, and it would be lovely just to sit back and hopefully advance up the career structure, make lots of money, drive a big car and all these things, but I cannot sit back and do nothing while the most terrible events go on around us. And ultimately, my beliefs are becoming more and more prevalent. And you won't hear about it in the news. I mean, let me just try a couple of things that haven't been widely reported, but I think are really important. How many of you have heard of the Judy Barry case? Judy Barry is an environmentalist who was nearly killed in a car bomb that it looks like the FBI planned.